Hachette Audio presents Two Twisted Crowns, Book 2 of The Shepherd King, written by Rachel Gillig, read by Lisa Cordleone. To anyone who's ever felt lost in a wood, there is a strange sort of finding in losing. The Twin Alders is hidden in a place with no time, a place of great sorrow and bloodshed and crime, betwixt ancient trees where the mist cuts bone deep, the last card remains, waiting. Asleep. The wood knows no road, no path through the snare. Only I can find the Twin Alders, for it was I who left it there. Prologue. Elspeth. The darkness bled into itself. No beginning, no end. I floated, buoyant on a tide of salt water. Above me, the night sky had blackened, moon and stars masked by heavy water-laden clouds that never receded. I jostled without pain, my muscles relaxed and my mind quiet. I did not know where my body ended and the water began. I merely yielded to the darkness, lost to the ebb and flow of the waves, and the sound of water washing over me. Time passed without mark. If there was a sun, it did not reach me at dawn. I passed minutes and hours and days afloat a tide of nothingness, my mind empty but for one thought. Let me out. More time passed. Still, the thought persisted. Let me out. I was whole, swallowed by the water's comfort. No pain, no memory, no fear, no hope. I was the darkness, and the darkness was me. And together we rolled with the tide, lulled toward a shore I could neither see nor hear. All was water. All was salt. But the thought nagged on. Let me out. I tested the words out loud. My voice sounded like tearing paper. Let me out. I said it over and over, briny water filling my mouth. Let me out. Minutes, hours, days. Let me out. Then, out of nothingness, a long black beach appeared. Upon it, something moved. I blinked. My eyes clouded by a film of salt. A man, clad in golden armor, stood on the dark shore just beyond the break in the tide, watching me. The tide drew me in, closer and closer. The man was aged. He bore the weight of his armor without wavering, his strength deeply rooted, like an ancient tree.